Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. We're almost there. This show itself is dropping on the eve of October 2021. Can't believe we're already here. I can and I can't. It's been one hell of a year, as I'm sure it's been for everyone, and the last year was too. And yeah, this year, I don't know, it felt like it went a little bit faster than I thought. A little bit, just a smidge. Anyway, hope you're excited. Halloween is coming up. We got a lot of great things in store for you with Real Ghost Stories Online. We're going to be doing extra ghost story a day throughout the month of October on our regular feed. So make sure you press subscribe there wherever you download podcasts. And of course, some awesome ghost stories and EPP bonus episodes. This being certainly one of them. Taking a look at an apartment complex. Tenant after tenant, one apartment complex just can't keep living residents in because of the dead ones. Also, why did an acquaintance return from the grave to deliver a message to an acquaintance of a very private message for his family? Why pick this person for this message? That's a question we ask in that story. Two good ones, two long ones for you today on EPP bonus episode number 371. Of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When you think of an apartment complex, you think of a lot of people, kind of all smashed together on top of each other within their respective rooms in a large building. Everybody's in that one large hive, if you will. And usually the first concern one maybe have is, well, what are my neighbors like? Who are my neighbors? What kind of a place am I getting into? That's usually the first concern. Not necessarily who used to be the tenants, who did live here once, and where are they now? In our story today, our first one, we're going to be hearing about a haunted apartment complex that just can't seem to keep tenants. Tenant after tenant goes by. Some people last longer than others until eventually even those long-term ones have to call it a day. What do they do in that situation? Take a listen. Nine years ago, my husband and I moved into our first apartment together. My stepson was five, and I was pregnant with our first child together. It was a beautiful townhome, two floors. Our city is incredibly old. It was the state's first capital and has a lot of haunted history. But obviously, that wasn't something we had thought of at the time. Things began happening almost immediately. There were certain areas of the home that felt uneasy, like someone was standing there watching you. The two heaviest spots were in the master bedroom closet and in the living room, going into the kitchen. I felt so uncomfortable in our bedroom that I wouldn't sleep in there if my husband was at work. He worked the night shift. My best friend has come over to visit us, and I was showing her the house. We got to the master bedroom, and we were standing there looking at baby clothes by the crib. My husband came up to join us, and we heard a noise, like something was shaking. Our TV antenna was shaking on the stand and suddenly unplugged from the wall and shot across the room, knocking over my drink and aimed at my friend. My husband stepped in right in front of it and hit him instead. My friend needed no other confirmation. She knew then that it was haunted. My husband and I, however, are heavily in denial at this time.
One night I was sleeping in the living room on the couch. Had my newborn baby, the bassinet, beside me. I awoke to the sound of children playing in the kitchen. It's the middle of the night and no young children lived close by, exception being my own, and my stepson was at his mother's that night. I chalked it up to sleep deprivation and went back to sleep. What felt like only moments later, I awoke again to the sound of a huge crash rattled my entire townhouse. I grabbed the baby, ran up the stairs to my room where we stayed until my husband got home from work. When my husband came home, he yelled for me to come downstairs. He showed me to the kitchen and in our pantry. Our pantry shelf had been ripped down and all our canned food was stacked in vertical rows in our laundry baskets. There was a fist-sized hole randomly in the wall, inches below where the shelf was. They were obviously creeped out, but tried to rationalize it. The canned food must have collapsed the shelf. The shelf was sturdy, but things happen. We called a friend over to examine the damage, and he said to my husband, "Did someone get upset?" My husband told him that it just fell on its own. His friend said, "Not possible. Had it fallen due to weight, the holes would be shifted down, indicating weight, weighing it down. These holes are perfect. It was pulled down, and this hole here doesn't match the rods on the shelf and doesn't align. Someone pulled this shelf out and punched a hole in the wall." I was worried about losing our deposit because of the damage, so I went to our landlord and explained what happened. They waived the fee. They said they would fix it at no cost to us, but advised us to seek a paranormal team. I was afraid to contact a team, because if they verified something was in the home, I'd have to move. And if I didn't contact the team, I could continue brushing it all off as coincidence. I invited a couple that I worked with over for a movie dinner night with my husband, and I one night were telling them about all the weird things happening in the home. My friends were major skeptics. They laughed it off, didn't believe a word of it. We even showed them the damage, but they weren't buying it. After we stopped talking about it and continued watching the movie, we noticed a hanging rack in our shoe closet was swinging. It started out slow, then began to pick up pace. Baby clothes were falling off of it as it picked up pace. Then, once it reached a high speed, it suddenly stopped completely. Then every single door upstairs slammed shut, one after the other. My friends quickly excused themselves and left. They didn't come back over again. Little things would happen periodically. We'd notice our keys and wallets would disappear most often. Then we'd find it later, either in the spot we had originally left it in or in a spot that would never have ended up in. Such as finding my husband's ID under a stack of wedding china in the cupboard. We also heard a child say, "Daddy," often. Never "Mommy." Never our names, only "Daddy." Usually we heard it when my stepson was visiting his mom or asleep. We had new neighbors move in, a super nice couple. He was an environmental specialist in the Navy and she was in home health care. She believed in the supernatural and I was most definitely starting to as well. I share our weird occurrences with her. One day I'm walking down the stairs. It's midday, so it wasn't dark outside yet. When I noticed a black figure at the bottom of the stairs. I'll never forget what he looked like. Red eyes, long black fingernails. The shape appeared smoky-like, not totally formed, but his fingers wrapped around the staircase. I closed my eyes and opened them, and he was gone. I told my husband, who said, "I saw him last week in the same spot." He had stopped telling me about his experiences to see if I would have the same. A month later, we heard a banging on the door around 10 p.m. to 10:30. I opened the door and it's our new neighbors. She's crying hysterically. Her boyfriend is 6 feet behind her on the sidewalk, white as a ghost. I calm her down and ask her to tell me what happened. She said she heard her cat meowing at someone. She went downstairs to see who was there, and a black figure with long fingers and red eyes, I said to her. For the first time, her boyfriend looked up and said, "You've seen it too." I told him we both have. That was it for my neighbors. They stayed at a hotel that night and were gone within a week. They paid us to help them pack. They wouldn't stay past dark. The last big event that happened before we moved happened to my stepson. He was 6, almost 7 by the time. And he fell out of bed frequently. So when we heard a thud coming from his room, it didn't surprise us. My husband went upstairs to check on him and they called me up there next. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 371 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Find out what the resolution is to the haunted apartment complex when you become an extra podcast person. Also hear the story of why an acquaintance returned from the dead to request that a friend, an acquaintance friend, deliver a very personal and private message to his family. One that you'd be very surprised to hear coming from someone that was, you know, an acquaintance. All that and more in the rest of our episode. To hear it, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up for that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, our advanced episodes, the full archive. It's all commercial free. The ebook, the audiobook, you get it all. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.